Hey, chevre, it's close to 2 in the morning. Right next to the kever of the Skolana Rebbe Zichet Zadokar Shavracha and the Ribbonser Rebbe Zichet Zadokar Shavracha, where we came to daven. And that's what the world needs now, is tefillah. This is, you know, a yid when all else fails and doesn't know where to turn. We're never misyayish, we're never in despair. We always know we have something we can do at least, and that's to daven to Hashem, to pour out our hearts to Hashem, to ask Hashem for Rachmanis, to ask Hashem for Simcha, to ask Hashem for Yeshua on this Heilig night of Lag BaOmer, where the whole world is crying. It's hard, a lot of Torah is prepared to talk about tonight, and sometimes you realize those were just hachanas, but the Lev has to speak. Just a few ideas, because there's only one answer right now. There's only one answer. There's no words to understand. There's no words to try to explain. We have no idea. We have no reason why. The only answer is Emunah. The only answer is to know that Hashem runs the world, and to have Emunah, Bitachon. Without Emunah, Bitachon, we can get through anything. We cry as we have that Emunah. We cry for the families that are suffering. But with Emunah, we know that Hashem is watching over, and that even though we don't see it and we're not privy to it, there's a plan that Hashem has. Maybe there's a remez. You know, at the beginning of the parasha, we're going to read the Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor. There's a very famous Rashi in Emor Ve'amarta. Rashi says, "Lahazer gedolim al aktanim." Pasha pshat. Hashem is telling the Kohanim to stay away from Tumah, that they can't become Tameh, and they have to teach their children that. Lahazer gedolim al aktanim, that the gedolim have to give warning to their children, to the aktanim. Maybe there's a deeper message here. Here's from Matal Zilber, Rebbe, this past week. He said that Lahazer gedolim is Rosh Tevos lag. It's tonight. Al haketanim is Gematria 75. Ayin Hey, which is Bitachon with the Koilal. And for Lag BaOmer is a big Zman of Bitachon. Lag BaOmer is a big Zman of having that Amun and that Bitachon. That's the Amun and Bitachon that Rabbi Akiva had. The Amun and Bitachon that Rabbi Akiva had when he lost 24,000 Talmidim, and he didn't give up, and he persevered. He persevered, and he took 5 new Talmidim, and he didn't crawl into a corner, and he wasn't misyayish. I'm sure he cried plenty, but he had emunah bitachon, and he continued to persevere and to teach Torah and to learn Torah. That's why we have Torah today. And that's the bitachon, the moon of Lag BaOmer. That's why also a deep Torah for Lag BaOmer, Torah Nister, the yontiv of Reb Shimon and Zohar. The shame of Hashem of Din, which we're feeling a lot of, unfortunately, right now, is Elokim, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. It's brought down, but to be mamtik that Din, to sweeten that Din, to bring Rachamim, you have to take the letters before Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. The letters before Aleph stays Aleph, and Mem stays Mem. Because the letter before end of Mem is Mem, and the letter before Aleph is Aleph. There's no letter before Aleph. The Lamed becomes a Chaf. The Hay becomes a Dalet, and Yud becomes a Tess. Shema Kadet. And Chaf, Dalet, and Tess is a Gematria Lag. The letters that change is Lag. It's Lag BaOmer. If you take the Gematria of Lag, 33, with the Aleph and the Mem, but 41 and 74 is Gematria Bitachon. Therefore, this shame is Bitachon. Meaning, what we can turn to when there's din, when there's judgment, is only one thing and one thing only, and that's bitachon. That bitachon to be mamtik the din. And that's lahazer gedoilim al ktanim, lahazer gedoilim rashitevas lag, al ktanim rashitevas gematria, bitachon with the koilal. And what it means is, what's the pashut, lahazer gedoilim al ktanim? It means there are times when we're gedoilim, there are times when we feel so close to Hashem, and everything's going great, and we're by a simcha, and we feel like things are perfect, and the Eibishter's, everything's. We see him, we feel him, and life is going well. Then there's katnas. There's manim the Kal Yisrael is in right now. L'hazir G'dayim al-Ktanim, if they use the times of G'dayim, if they use the times when it's Hashem is so clear and Hashem is so by our side, we must be on the Ktanim. We must be on these difficult times and know that Hashem runs the world and know that there's a plan and know that somehow we're going to feel Yeshua, we're going to see Yeshua, we're going to have Geula. We have to believe in that and have that strength, that Amun and the Bitachon, that's what the Eishita wants to see in us. That's the Amun of Bitachon, Rabbi Kiva, that's the Amun of Bitachon, like Baim and Mitzvah. We and all of Klal Yisrael and all the families should somehow find that Bitachon, find that Amun, and that's the only place that the Nechama will come from. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should never again have to share such a Torah, because it will only be G'daylim Dika times with Zimcha and Bracha and Refua and Yeshua and Nechama for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
But it's a hard time. We're also preparing for Shabbos. You didn't have to know how to even in these times. Shabbos Kodesh, and like Boyim Rezi says, Manim of Simcha. And sometimes we have to, at the same time, be living a little bit in both. So just prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.